on our SBC fan line. We go down. I'm going to assume we go to Daytona.
Atlanta.
Am I correct? See, much more better city.
Yeah.
All around.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't like Daytona, but
Atlanta.
Come on, Atlanta. It's got everything. Betty Jack Devine, the person who puts together the fine website, Gaytona.com, is with us here tonight on the Speed Zone. Welcome to the program, Betty.
Hey, Brandon. Hey, Tony. And hey, everybody in St. Louis, especially all of you gay NASCAR fans. It's great to be with y'all tonight.
Well, it's great to have you on the show, Betty. We appreciate you coming on. I am looking at the website for the first time in a while. We've tried to get you on the show before. We're lucky enough tonight to do it. The first thing that everyone wants to know is when they go to the site, how did the Divine 9.5 do? Is there every week? How did you pick the Divine 9.5?
Well, you know, we just pick them guys that are sort of cute and really have something to bring to the party, as you say. You know, they're mostly younger fellas, but not all. Mark Martin's on there, because you couldn't leave off the call that helps us have erections, so you got to put him on there.
You got to. Yeah, it'd be gauche if you didn't.
Absolutely.
All right, I got it. Here's the list: Ryan Newman, Carl Edwards, Brian Vickers, McMurray. We're going to come back to McMurray.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Casey
briefly.
Kane, Dave Blaney. I was a little surprised, Betty, to see Dave Blaney. Elliott Sadler, Jeff Gordon, goes without saying. Casey Mears, no doubt. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Mark Martin, and Michael Waltrip. Very, very interesting cross section list you got there.
Well, I'm glad you like it. You know, we change it from year to year,
yeah.
And bring new guys on and stuff. But they're always the people that we are just really have something a little extra, you know, going on, entertainment value and excitement, you know, and a lot of them are good looking, so pretty good looking. So,
Ms. Devine, we're talking to Betty Jack Devine from Gaytona.com right here on 590 The Fan KFNS. Ms. Devine, when you go to the tracks, tell me a little bit about the entourage that goes with you when you go to a NASCAR event.
Well, you know, I tell you, we are privileged in Atlanta to be the guests of Amy and AJ, who are a couple of gals that have a trailer down there in the second row in Turn 2, and we just really do it up. You know, Dixie, my pal, comes with me. We had a friend from Japan that came one time, and fell in love with it within 5 minutes, wanted to come back to the next race, was asking me when was the next NASCAR race in Atlanta. So we have a real diverse group.
Now, I noticed Carl Edwards, Gaytona.com is bookmarked in my favor because I just enjoy going to that site on occasion. And I noticed Carl Edwards is a new addition to the 9.5. Carl's a guy that's been on this show a number of times, got his start here at MB Motorsports here in St. Louis. What drew you to a guy like Carl?
Well, gosh, look at that win and smile the boy has. You know, he just looks like $10 million. And we saw him win here in Atlanta. You know, Jimmy Johnson had led just about the whole day after a very questionable win the week before. And a lot of people were upset to see him lead in. And to see Carl Edwards come up and take it at the end really just made us all so happy.
What do you think of that backflip?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's just grand. You know, he's just like a big monkey jumping out of the car.
Well, I mean, you know, he cut his teeth on this show with us, Betty, and this kid was so, you know, he was all those cliches, down home, real respectable, earthy, everything you could say about, you know, he was like the kid you hoped that you would have someday if you're a parent, you know what I mean?
He seems just like that, just a really good-natured fella and really, really a terrific racer.
Now, we talked about Jamie McMurray. Jamie also got his start here in St. Louis.